Five Ways to Engage More Deeply with God's Word This Year by Brittany Bradshaw, read by Candace McGarvey. Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 7, verses 2 and 3. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. The wonderful thing about God's Word is that it is so powerful in changing everything about our lives. It aligns us more closely with the heart of God because He and His Word are one. I've created a list of five ways we can engage more deeply with God's Word this year so that our lives can look, feel, and be more like Christ's. I hope this list helps you in your personal pursuit of God's Word and that you are encouraged to engage with it more deeply this year than ever before. Number one, prioritize quiet time. We can't sustain a Christian lifestyle on the scraps of a Sunday sermon or a Bible study. Being quiet in the Lord every day deepens our relationship with Him, and, in turn, it strengthens our ear to hear Him speak to us. Engaging the Word of God is no good if we don't prioritize engaging the actual person of God and doing so on a daily basis. Number two, choose a scripture a day to meditate on. After we've had our quiet time with the Lord, it's very easy to go on about our day without truly meditating on what we've studied. To meditate means to think deeply or carefully on, or to rehearse something for a period of time. The more we surround ourselves with God's Word, the more it will become embedded in our hearts, and the more deeply we will engage it. Number three, talk about the Word in your day-to-day. This is probably one of my favorite ways to engage the Word of God. Incorporating it into the rhythms of our lives is, essentially, what makes us more like Christ. I love weaving scripture into my normal routine, like cooking dinner or watching television. There is no part of our lives that there isn't a scripture for. We don't have to be super deep about this either. It can be as simple as asking ourselves, am I cooking food that is going to help build my temple and strengthen it? Or is this meal going to hurt it or tear it down? It is so easy to live by the Word when we actually apply it to the regularities of our lives. Number four, flip moments of frustration or anger into teachable moments. Our emotions are given to us by God, and most of the time, not all, but most, we are justified in feeling the emotions we feel. What matters is how we interact with those emotions. So, when we feel frustrated or angry, we can take the emotion itself as a sign that we need to bring God's Word into the situation. This is part of being on guard, which Scripture reminds us about, but it also serves as a way to engage Scripture in the hard moments. The hard moments are some of the best times to use Scripture because it strengthens our ability to not submit to our emotions, but to submit to Christ's lordship over our lives. Number five, invite the Holy Spirit into your prayer. Prayer is our direct communication to our Heavenly Father. It's through and by prayer that we understand who we are and what God wants us to do. It's also through prayer that we build a beautiful relationship with Him. Sometimes our prayers can be convoluted with our own desires for ourselves versus God's desires for us. There's nothing wrong with us asking for things in prayer. However, that shouldn't be the reason we pray. We pray to know God's will and understand what He desires so that we can walk in that. One thing that I've been working to implement in my prayer life is asking the Holy Spirit to come and be an active participant, to speak to Him, and then to still my heart and mind and allow Him to speak back to me. The Holy Spirit knows all the secrets of heaven, and He reveals all things to us as He is led by the Father. He knows the mind of God and will help us to pray effectual prayers. How are you engaging more deeply with God's Word this year?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.